Blog Talk Radio.
¡Ah, por fin! ¡Hoy es el día, Pedro!
Sí, el juego empezará en un momento.
¿Desconectaste el cuernáfano?
Ya lo desconecté.
¿Bajaste las persianas?
Bajadas las persianas, estamos listos.
¡Dino, afuera!
Quiero absoluto silencio durante la próxima hora, si es que afuera con ese inmundo hueso.
Bueno, estamos listos. Inicia el conteo, Pedro.
Inicio el conteo, enano. 15, 14, 13.
¡Vilma!
¡Eti! ¿Qué pasa, Pedro?
Vilma, te suplico que te lleves de aquí a Pearl y a Bam Bam.
Están haciendo un ruido infernal.
Vamos, Betty. Vamos a hacer lo que dicen antes de que se ataquen.
Es que no lo comprenden. Está por empezar el juego de fútbol.
¡Tanto escándalo para ver el fútbol en la televisión! ¿Quieres a los niños en esta casa?
Pero no es un juego común, se trata de un juego de campeonato.
No les expliques nada. Vamos a ver el juego.
Oye, ese no es el juego. Es un programa de Agogo.
¿Me habré equivocado de canal? ¿Qué demonios pasa aquí?
Te equivocaste otra vez de canal, Pedro. Déjame buscarlo yo.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
You heard wrong.
Giddy up.
Like no one can. He's what you call a real Don Juan. You ought to see him carry on.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
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 Jack, Jack, Jack.
Now what has he got that he's so hot? What has he got that we ain't got? He cannot dance, he's got no cash. Maybe the girls like his mustache.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Woo!
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-toogaroo-doo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
When he strolls down the avenue, the ladies all fight to get a view. They stand for hours without complaint to kiss his hands, and then they faint.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-doodle-roo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-doodle-roo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-doodle-roo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Ah, qué hombre.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-doodle-roo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-doodle-roo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
Cook-a-doodle-roo.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
And wife, they fight all night. No nothing the husband does is right. He wants to kiss, she answers back.
No, not till you learn to kiss like Jack.
Jack, 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 cook a sugar of the Jack, 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 cook a sugar of the Jack, 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 cook a sugar of the Jack, Jack, Jack.
Ay, chiquita, yare, yare, bongo, kino, ni de papá.
Coming, señor.
Gentleman Jack, he's a lady's man.
Woo, Jack.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, and now, live from coast to freaking coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme!
Amos Burke, secret agent.
Absolutely. Any theme song with explosions in it is okay with me. Settle down, Ted. Jeez. He knows when I open the show. Dog is not dumb. He's not as dumb as he looks. Who says I'm dumb? All right, welcome to Friday Night Possum. You're listening to the Grenache Network. Come here, Ted. Home of the finest in dogs and radio entertainment. Amongst the shows you can hear on this, actually, you know, the whole rest of Blog Talk Radio, forget about it. Fuck them and feed them dog shit. Honest to God. All the entertainment you need is right on this Grenache Network. Starting Mondays with venerated, voted, let's see, 16th year in a row is voted the greatest podcast in existence by the podcast listeners of Upper Vulgaria. It's Possum Hour, starring us, or versions thereof. That's the show that brought the yodel back, man. We did that. We did that. You and I. You know what I'm saying? A little more music back there to drown me out. Now, during the week, there's always good old clobbering time. And that's starring my pal and yours, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed Ben J. Grimm. He deconstructs pop culture and makes it wish it hadn't fucked with him. I'll tell you that right here now. Fuck off. And then on Fridays, you're listening to us now, Diddy Mao. There was another announcement I was supposed to make. Oh, yeah, tonight's polka. You want to hang out for that, man. It's worth the price of admission right there. See how we do? See how we do on the Possum Hour?
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
But now, let me introduce the Council of Experts. There is the mysterious man from Philadelphia, the one, the only, Professor R.J. Gumby, and the inimitable and irascible Malt Liquor Man. Ladies and gentlemen, two parts of the four, the Council of Experts. There they are. We could have Ted sit in for Reverend Wendy, maybe.
Hello, Commodore. Hello,
good evening. Good evening, sir.
All right.
Well, it is ladies' night after all, and they can all enjoy us hunks here on the air.
forward to this polka.
Oh, man, it's like from, I don't know where the hell it's from. Like, the letters are all fucked up, like the Russian alphabet.
Oh, it's got to be good.
Oh, man.
Ukraine. Ukraine polka.
Might be Ukraine. I don't know. I couldn't read it. Gobbledygook, but they said, I guess it translates to Salo and Ludi. Salo and Ludi.
Oh, there you
go.
That's
the Cyrillic alphabet, right? Cyrillic?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, we were so poor, that's the only. I had to do my homework on a typewriter that only had the Cyrillic alphabet.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, John Lynch computer. John Lynch's Korean computer.
Korean computer. Oh, damn. Wonder how that guy's doing. Oh, boy. There you go, Ted. Ted. Here's his quarter. Go to the movies or something. Get out of here. Jeez. I think he hears me yell the live coast to coast thing, and he's like, all right, game on, man. Treat time. I bug him enough, he'll give me a treat. I didn't give him a treat.
Take advantage of the taste.
Monday, I was like the Rock Monday. I didn't give him no treats. I was like, turned around and went, under my breath, you know, sat down. I wasn't having it Monday. But, oh, man, I had a hard day. I don't want to argue no more. It's crazy. You know? Been enough arguing going on, ladies and gentlemen. Time to simmer down.
Throw the squishy toy, that's all.
Ah, he doesn't fall for that, dude. This dog is like the Blofeld of dogs, man. He's sitting over there with a kitten on his lap going. So
where's some of your bourbon in his dish, that's all.
That's a good idea, but that's mean. You know, we shouldn't be giving dogs no booze.
Why not?
Well, my last dog, Petey, who was one of the champion dogs of all time, I used to give him a little beer every night, you know, because I was married, so I'd sit out in the garage every night, you know what I mean? So I'd give him a little bit of beer, and then after a while, he was like, hey, man, where's some beer? Dude, you're liking that beer just a little bit too much. I cut him off.
There you go, Petey.
Had to do it. But he'd run around in circles and shit and chase the flashlight and everything when he was on beer. It was quite entertaining. But
that's what I used to do when I was drinking.
Yeah, chasing the, yeah.
Yeah.
I might do some of that later on. I don't know, man. I feel right now.
That's close enough.
I was going to get to that. This Taylor Swift chick. Now, was she on the American Idol?
I think so. I think she was on one of those talent shows.
The American Idol or something like that?
Yeah.
Got anything on that, Marcy? Come in. He's on that... That NASA phone.
It's one small step for Malte.
What, you can't hear me?
Now I can. No, Taylor Swift
That's
was not
you two
on.
Crackers talk so loud with your white privilege.
Oh, yeah. We on our, you know, white privilege phones.
Nope.
Taylor Swift was not on.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Cake says. But she was on.
I don't know. Carrie Underwood, right?
Okay. You're right. I don't know. She's a cutie, but she kind of gets on my nerves.
Oh, well, she's annoying.
Isn't it country?
Not this one.
It's one of those ones
they play on the DJs at the thingy.
She's country pop, you know, but mostly pop.
And then, I heard another one right before the show. I'm like, man, this stuff never ends when you start paying attention to the new stuff. I've got one of those music video channels, so I'm starting to, my arsenal.
There you go.
Increase.
That's an idea. How come you didn't think of that before? That's good.
I didn't have a music channel, man.
Oh, okay, that's right. You don't have that, right?
I ain't had cable since Lassie was a pup.
I'm still thinking of getting rid of mine.
The Pandora for free.
Why would I, listen to shit if I didn't have to, man? I don't know.
Expand your mind, man, baby.
I like quiet. That's why I like to blow up things real good. Here we go.
Why don't you watch what you're doing?
Why don't you do what you're watching?
Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
Oh. I didn't mean it. What happened?
Hey, what do you think this is, a pinwheel?
No.
Let's go.
Oh.
I'll be out too late.
Holy shit!
Got nothing in my brain.
You had a ball!
That's what people say.
She's a bitch.
That's what people say.
She's a bitch.
I go on too many days.
Are you shitting me?
But I can't make them stay.
You had a ball!
At least that's what people say.
She's a bitch.
That's what people say.
She's a bitch.
But
you feel like
we're
about to run manage, get back.
Why didn't you think of that? Oh, why didn't you think of it?
Bunch of sounds that make you snap your fingers, man.
Deep lyrics, too.
Yeah, giddy up, man. I mean, it doesn't get any more meaningful than that. That's like these lyrics today. Hater gonna hate, 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 hate. Who cares? Go home. Put some clothes on, for God's sake. She does have some nice stems, though, man. I must say. She goes, where's them short... little schoolgirl skirts.
Right here, turn away, dick.
What?
Getaway sticks.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got you. I'm on the trolley, Dad. All right. Well, I haven't had a beer yet, so let's take a trip into the kitchen. Hey! Hey, we're going to have to do a roll call, man. We got some illuminaries here. Illuminaries and luminaries.
I hope they're all wearing plaid.
And they're all wearing plaid, absolutely. Everybody wear their plaid. I used to keep a plaid jacket just so on Halloween I'd have a costume. I'd put it on and then go as used car salesman, you know. Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
You could be any 70s salesman, right?
Yeah.
Parent salesman. You could be
talk show host.
Yeah. Cable access talk show host.
I look more like the used car salesman, really. Days.
I could see that.
All right. Dagnabbit, I've got a brewski. A cold one, because I'm going to say, you know what, in just a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to be prepared for that.
You didn't take a drink before that, did you, now?
I had coffee when I typed
it. All right.
That's the technicality. All right, here we go. There they are. Ladies and germs. I got all my volumes fucked up now. Because of the gym crack debacle. All right. No gym cracks tonight, baby. We got AARON. Vroom, vroom. Aaron Ayers is here. Welcome, sir.
Aaron Ayers. All right.
Good to have you with us, sir. Thanks for joining us, because we were certainly coming apart. Speaking of which, it's Daddy G from the Daddy A Night with Daddy G, also known as the Daddy G Show in syndication. And that's on at Saturdays at 9, coming to you live from the Grotto.
Tomorrow night, always a good time.
Okay, Regato, Mr. Roboto is taking a wee wee in the Grotto.
There you go.
Okay. Better wet my whistle. Dr. Cake is here, and you know what? Dagnabbit. Dagnabbit, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. What I'm saying.
Dr. Cake.
Dagnabbit. And
love cake.
They do. I'd punch somebody in the head for some cake, to be honest.
Oh,
I don't know about you.
First, definitely.
And then, if you're in need of a second opinion, there's Dr. Gloom.
Gloomy.
Ah. That's right, man. That dude. He's got a strange idea. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of strange, it's Ford Prefect.
Ford.
See, there he goes. He says he researched his family tree. It turned out he was a sap. That's Dr. Gloom. Put him. Ford Prefect, who always knows where his towel is.
Yes, and that date's coming up. The 26th.
Yep, towel day. What is it?
The 26th, towel day.
Of this month?
Yep.
525, all right.
Ten more days.
Looking forward to that. You know I am.
I got my
And then down. There's Maggie C.,
Reggie,
welcome, darling. You always light up the room when you join us here in the Possum Lounge, I must say.
Indeed.
Ding, ding.
Hey,
and it's Metal Pancakes.
Metal Pancakes.
Metal Pancakes is back. I have mine with some syrup. Log Cabin. What was that? Analog Cabin syrup. Yeah, that's the one. My hilarious joke from Monday. Okay, that's more like a what is that show that I hate? There it is. Wheel of Fortune gag or something. Anyway, now it's time to say hi, Bob. It's Porcupine Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Lee.
Ah, man, that was two Bobs.
Two Bobs.
And hi, Bob. Okay, I think I'm up to snuff. Speed, as it were. Well, welcome, sir. And speaking of pancakes, it's the most honored Minister of Finance and Parking,
thank you,
the Honorable Professor O.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Possum Lounge.
Commodore Decker.
There you go.
As the Beaver.
Let me tell you how to park my ball. First ball, they don't get a shit.
Hey, you heard it here first.
So. He was calling that Taylor Swift a bitch, wasn't he? Doing that
yeah,
ball.
He says she's a bitch. Yeah. He don't like her, man. He don't like her
he
at all.
He said, Kapuya, Kapuya.
He did indeed. He did indeed. All right. Get something going here. Friday night. So, yeah, we got the whole plethora of choices of hilarity. choose from. I actually, to throw a monkey wrench into the works, I got a pretty entertaining quickie.
Ah, cool.
You know, who doesn't like a quickie?
Good
3 right?
minutes?
What's that?
How about the 3 minutes? Good 3 minutes?
Oh, well, of course we're going to have 3 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good 3 minutes coming up. Absolutely. I told you the polka is going to bring, that's going to be the showstopper. Bam. They'll carry us all out on their shoulders and buy us drinks for the rest of the night. And that's how it's going to go down.
All right. That's nice. Where's the lovely girl from Wendy? I thought she was going to make it tonight.
That's what I was under the impression. Not that I was doing impressions, but really, lovely Reverend Wendy, I think, is going to be here. I said as Ed Sullivan.
She's too popular.
Yeah.
She's in demand.
Yeah, we were lucky to, you know, lucky to get what we could get there, I think.
No,
man.
That was a good time for us. That was a good time.
Yeah, hopefully it's not that rock throwing guy.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble with Paco.
Paco's the guy I say.
He's what?
He's the guy
Yeah, he's got the baseball bat. That's right. They were throwing rocks at Paco. So he got his baseball bat. Man, people have to really chill out, man, you know? Everybody on the planet. You need chill out day. Chill the fuck out day. How about that, man?
Gumpy's all kinds of chilled out.
I'm working on it, man. Not my nature. It's against my nature to be laid back. It really is. I work hard at it. Some days, well, yeah, days like that. I bum. But, all right, here we go. Quickie. Story of my life over here. The cute cooties, Garfunkel and Oates.
All right.
A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5, 6. Remember the time we went out to dinner, you and I alone, we ate some French fries. Let's do it again. Remember the time we went to the movies, laughed so hard you cried, then we ate more French fries. Let's do it again. 'Cause I really like you as a friend, but there are things I can't pretend. No, I could love you till the end, but there is just one problem. I would never have sex with you. Believe me, you'd know it if I wanted to. I already would have shown my boobs to you, but that will never happen. Remember the time we stayed up all night talking, let our secrets out until the sunshine. Let's do it again. Remember the time we went to Dave and Buster's, Dance Dance Revolution, till we won a keychain. Let's do it again. This shouldn't come as a surprise. You should have seen it in my eyes. I kinda like some other guys, but there's a bigger problem. I would never have sex with you. Believe me, you'd know it if I wanted to. I already would have gone. gone down on you.
You would have liked it.
But that will never happen. No amount of alcohol could change my mind at all. Our lips will never touch, so kiss that thought goodbye. 'Cause I would never have sex with you. Believe me, you'd know it if I wanted to. I already would have held hands with you. But that will never happen.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen.
Aaron says the show's been canceled.
They had a show?
Yeah, they had a show on IFC. I gotta look that up. No, it's season two.
I ain't got cable,
go.
Man. Once again, I don't have cable.
Oh, yeah, canceled after one season. Oh, man, how can that be? That was a good show.
They know. They're independent boobs over there. They don't know.
Hey, jackasses.
Jackasses. That's the
they don't know jack shit.
Nothing.
Decided not to renew the season for second season. There you go.
Hey, they got a bunch of pot smokers over there.
You ain't kidding.
Ash heads, what do you call them?
That was a funny show. A couple of sweethearts. How could it go wrong? Jackass. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Hopefully they'll keep making those hilarious, true-to-life songs that kind of depress me when I really listen closely. Yeah.
Now I am getting rid of cable. Fuck them.
Fuck cable, dude. I'm telling you.
If you really want to see it, girl.
If there's something you want to see really bad enough, there's a way to watch it online, legally.
Yeah, well.
You know, or not, but, you know, there's a way to watch it.
Yeah.
You really want to fucking see it.
Exactly.
On Netflix anyway.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, Comedy Central runs their shit the next day, so, I didn't miss. I watched the Colbert Report for the last 5 years or whatever.
In fact, I'm going to throw my TV out the window.
Hey, now you're talking.
Awesome.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good one. All righty, what we got here? Okay, so it's Friday, which means many things to many people. It's like the last day of work for most people. It's usually the first day of work for me, you know? I live a backward life, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, Monday is my Saturday.
That's good, though.
Yeah,
that's good to have a backward life. So you're
everybody wants to hang out on the party nights, though, you know.
Yeah, ain't no one got no Monday nights off.
Huh?
Except me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, life is good. Start complaining, they'll take the good stuff away, man. You know, just keep your mouth shut, press forward, pretend like you like the guy next to you even when you don't, and you might get by. Something like that.
Nice philosophy. I like that.
Yeah, that's actually a defeatist attitude at this point.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because life beat me down to a pulp today.
It works.
So what do I need? Do I need the dance, or do I need Friday Frank? Or do I need...
Well, let's have
Wendy
decide.
What's that?
Let's have Wendy decide. All right, sure.
Okay. Oh. Hello, boys. This is Wendy.
Sounds like can't be.
I'll pick, How about Friday Frank? Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's do Friday Frank. All right. Hit it, Hoss.
Oh, Frank, I'm powerful hungry.
I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning. Friday, Frankie Lee Sims.
Something or nothing. That was something.
Yeah, you little girl.
Yabba dabba do. Absolutely, man. That's what I said earlier in the chat. I put the show together last night because I had a bunch of shit to do today. So I kind of don't remember what it's going to be, too. I really enjoyed that. That was good, Commodore. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Commodore. I picked that especially for you because I knew you liked that kind of shit. Oh, well, you're always polite like that.
But you remember the polka, though, don't you?
The polka I remember, because I don't remember what it sounds like, but I just remember being, it was like I was a little buzzed, and it was kind of late, and I remember it being pretty awesome. I actually listened to it twice. I said, that's a bad there. I guess that could have been the beer, I don't know. What sucks is I got to be real tomorrow, so I can't really tie one on tonight either, man. I got one coming. I'm due one. Oh boy!
What a rip roaring snort!
Yep. I mean, a few too many whacks one of these nights coming my way, and I'll mean it. So, we're coming up on I guess we're not going to miss. I'm not going to miss any Fridays yet. I thought I was going to miss a ton of them.
Just as long as Mondays are secure.
Mondays are usually secure.
Right.
That's
cool.
Well, not Memorial Day. We won't be here Memorial Day.
Okay, cool.
That's in fact, the last several years we have not been on Memorial Day because I'm hanging out with Two-Handed Mikey that weekend.
Two-Handed Mikey.
I've seen the old mall since Oktoberfest last September, which never made too much sense to me. You know.
Oh, baby.
I didn't pack any BB King, though, to salute the BB.
Oh, no.
BB, he ain't coming down for breakfast.
He ain't coming down for breakfast.
I ate
some chow in his crib down there in Nashville. That's where I had fried pickles, man.
Did you ask if he was in the kitchen?
Well, you know what was wild? We went by the night before we ate there, walked past it, and the band, a live band was playing, and that dude sounded just like B.B. King. I was like, oh, my God, the dude's really in there. And I stuck my head in, and I couldn't believe it was a different band. You know, it was a different guy. He was doing B.B. King.
That was the B.B. King band.
Yeah, that was I think he was C.C. King. The next one in line.
I seen him at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Sweet. Yeah, he was huge. Oh, we got some. I think we got some.
I seen
later.
His butt.
You
seen
his butt?
Jersey Turnpike. His butt. I was at the Jersey Turnpike, and the BB King bus pulled in.
His butt. I thought you said you saw his butt.
That was butt.
Jesus, Gumby, you know. Some things should be kept private, you know what I mean? You know, hey, don't ask, don't tell here on the old Possum Hour, you know?
There you go.
I'm okay now, but a few weeks ago, I was looking at B.B. King's butt, you know.
He had his butt hanging out of the bus with him.
He was mooning you from the bus.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Like, you're pretty excited.
Fuck you, Gumby, and stuck his ass right against the window.
There's your moon over Miami.
Yeah.
How does that smell? That smell like the blues, motherfucker.
BB King's butt, brought to you by 3 minutes. You'll never get back, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is no exception. I don't remember this. But some of you may. I don't know. And I'm sure most of you will want to forget it once it's over. Because it's 3 minutes you'll never get back. TM, circle C's, circle R.
Lick your hand stamp.
Yeah, a little, and then the tilde and an SMP. Close brackets. Right. No yodeling tonight. We have a strict yodeling only policy on Monday night. Okay. With that said, this comes to us from Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I remember when I was just a kid, growing up on them back streets in a little Stone Age town. I used to come home at night from my job. I had a job flipping dino burgers. I see the quarry is just closing down then, and little bird up on the pole is screaming out how the working day's over.
I'd see them dinosaurs. They'd be herding out through the gates. And the workers would be giving their cars a running start with their fat little feet. And so one day, I'm crossing the alley. And I see this one worker coming home to his little stone hut. He has seen him leave his lunch pail by the door. So he calls out to his wife, "Hey, well, I'm home, hon.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
loud. My pet peeve against DJs is playing too loud. Yes, that was Bruce Springsteen. Live from Bedrock Mall. Okay, here's the lead story. Of course, you saw the jury came in with their sentencing of the man who killed his stepfather with an atomic wedgie. He's going to prison, ladies and gentlemen, and damn straight. They said it was involuntary manslaughter. Now, you know, when he applied the atomic wedgie, you know, admittedly they didn't have a good relationship, but he did not intend to actually kill him. But he pulled his underwear over his head and then ripped his scrotum and shit, and the guy was no good. Dead Jim.
That should be part of the new edition of Clue Game.
Got to put the atomic wedgie in the hallway. It was Bradley Davis with the atomic wedgie in the hallway.
There you go.
He's going. What a way to go, number one. You know, uh-huh. They put on his tombstone, "Here lies dude's stepfather, died of an atomic wedgie." Bury him with his underpants over his head, you know.
Well, that's going to be the story for their family to go down ages.
That's true. A couple generations, you know, they'll forget about it. They'll go, will you look at this? Uncle Henry.
What a legacy. What a legacy that is.
Atomic fucking wedgie. I love it. Unbelievable is correct, sir. All right. Oh, I want to go to entertainment news. First, you heard the big news today, this week. All over the fucking news, the biggest story of the week. No, not the the Trans-Pacific trade thing that's going to probably destroy our economy. No. That was a big story. It's Harry Shearer quitting the Senators. Whoa! Daddy-o! Hey, here's your Trans-Pacific trade thing. Fast-track this. Harry Shearer, not on the Simpsons, and they're going to continue for two more seasons. What the fuck, man? How can they do that? Right?
I don't know why. I don't know how they all lasted that long.
Well, that's true.
I think there's dozens of voice actors that would love to do that role, and they'll do it for the half price.
Well, that's what I was thinking, you know. And I'd like to be the first to throw my hat into the ring, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Okay, number one, we have, let's see, what are his characters? Okay, well, of course, first and foremost, Mr. Burns. Excellent.
Mr. Burns, Dr. Hibbert.
I've got a good...
Excellent.
Okay, and then, of course, I can do his assistant there, Mr. Smithers.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, come on. That was half decent. That was half decent, dude. And Lenny. Hey, Lenny. Hey, Carl. I can work on it. I can get that one.
Oh, you ain't
Auto Man.
Next.
Auto Man, dude. Hey, whoa. Come on, man.
Get used to the word next.
Dr. Hibbert, I'd have to work on that.
We have what's going to happen. You're going to go in there and do that, and they're going to go,
Reverend,
oh, my
love
God.
Hey.
You're going to say,
oh, my God, I can't believe it. You are the new Harry Shearer. That's what I would be saying if you were one.
And then, of course, there's Ned Flanders. Heidi-holy. Heidi-holy. Hey, man, but, I mean, for what I'd work for, it'd probably be worth it. I mean, the next guy's going to be hated anyway, so might as well be me,
on,
right?
Soaked on Don Bill enough.
I predict they'll get Billy West, that guy that does all the cartoons.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
the awesome Larry Fine.
He's
going to
bring out Larry Fine.
So Mel Blanc.
His Larry Fine is uncanny. That's my prediction. Who cares about the trade thing? It's all about.
He's not doing anything anymore, is he? Since what was that squeak? What was that cartoon he did?
Futurama.
Oh, is he doing that?
I don't.
That's part
that's
of the
off.
Simpsons, isn't it? Yeah.
Same guys do it.
Ren and Skippy. That's what he used to do.
Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. I used to be able to do Ren and Stimpy.
Stimpy, you idiot.
Hang up the Simpsons.
I think they should too. They should blow it up. Should we blow it up for them? We have the power. We have the power, ladies and gentlemen.
Blow
here they go, the Simpsons. 36 seasons? And gone. I did love the show in it for the first 10 years, 10 years ago. And that's a long run.
Yeah, I'm surprised
they
all are going that long.
Yeah, that is amazing that they kept that cast intact as long as they did.
Must have been throwing a hell of a lot of money at them.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, they actually just gave them a reduction.
Yeah, they did. That's why Harry Shearer took a powder.
Oh, okay.
He's like, oh, fuck that. I got other fish to fry, and I'm rich. little known fact of interest, he was in the original cast of Saturday Night Live, sort of. The original run.
Yeah.
In the last season. Replaced Well, kind of replaced Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Not really.
And, of course, he was a member of Spinal Tap.
And Spinal Tap. And almost the original Eddie Haskell. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's been around, man. Man of mystery.
Yes, he has.
He's got a great
funny
voice.
Guy.
What a great voice. Uh-huh. And a funny guy. Brilliant guy. All right, what do we talk about? Oh, how about the drunk man who jogged naked on the street because he felt hot? That was right here in Ohio.
Don't we all do that?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know, come on. Not, I don't know, during the day, sometimes at night, though, you know. But anyway, the officers, oh, okay, here was the 1:30 a.m. I guess this is okey-doke. Anyway, he was intoxicated, no clothes, causing alarm and disgust. So the gendarmes ran him in and fined him $110.
But disgust is a little harsh, isn't it? Poor guy.
Well, you haven't seen him naked, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
So,
it's a price to pay to live in Ohio.
Grape seeds.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a guy today. Kid. He must have been 17-ish, 18-ish.
Uh-huh.
And I'm driving back to the crib. This is when I knew, like, I'd already had, like, you know, all this stupid stuff. That kind of stuff happened. And I'm walking, and I see this kid kind of stumbling, and I'm thinking, what's he... Is it an act? And I see, and he eventually falls down. And these kids walking on the street are just laughing at him. And I guess he must have been really fucked up.
Oh, oh shit.
Jeez. Hope somebody helped that kid.
That should have.
I was like a block away before he fell down. I saw it in the rearview mirror. I'm like, holy shit. And there were people around, so. But, man, weird fucking day, man. Glad it's almost over. I'm glad we have a polka to end it with, because otherwise, it wouldn't even been worth getting up today. Now, just desserts. Some of the most stupidest people in the world are corrections officers. Am I right, Malt Liquor Man?
You know it.
All right.
Especially the hard-headed hooligans.
These are people, they're too much, they're like too big of scumbags to even be cops, right? You know, they're like, even the cops don't want these jackasses. So you got a couple of these correction officers in Baltimore. They got caught on video looting the 7-Eleven during the riot. Two women in Baltimore City Jail correctional officers. Loving that, man. Fucking love that. Jackass. And that goes to show you, they have good jobs, you know, well, you know, good paying jobs, et cetera. Why the fuck are they rioting? Why are they looting? You know?
Because they lost their job for Slim Jims and Taquitos.
And the thing is, they're not getting oppressed by the system. They're part of the system. Who's oppressing the motherfuckers who are rooting the goddamn 7-Eleven?
Well, you remember the big story about all them hot-headed hooligans down in Baltimore. Remember, they was all getting pregnant by the prisoners and running a fucking jailhouse drug.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Those hooligans, man, they all the same.
They
black bitches is crazy.
They should throw these girls in the prison with the prisoners that they've been fucking with, probably. See what happens.
Well, that's
black
I'm sure
bitches
that's
is crazy, man.
That's the truth.
They'll probably just fire them and. They'll probably just fire him. They probably won't put him in a hooskow.
They won't even get fired. They'll just get paid leave, and they'll be right back to fucking facilitating drugs in the jailhouse. That's how Baltimore works.
Okay. I guess on that, we'll end it on that sad and depressing note, then. How about that?
Slim Jim and Doritos.
Don't stop me.
Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
Stink bug on my arm. Oh, now he's on my tit.
Get
off of me. Yeah. They're scary because if you touch them and fuck with them, man, they put off this stink. That's why they call them stink bugs.
That sounds like multi.
Like if you disturb their little fucking bug world, they make you pay.
That's right. We got to protect ourselves.
Man, they're nothing in Ohio. Back where I grew up in Pennsylvania, holy cannoli, that is stink bug central. They are overrun with the stink bugs. They're virtually harmless, but you know, it's just like when they land on you, like get away from me. Well, they may not be. Some idiot imported them from Japan.
Okay.
They're not native to the United States. So they've only been around for about 15 years or so, maybe 20.
Okay.
And so you may not have them, but I figure they'll probably make it that far east eventually.
They smuggled them over here in their underwear, right?
I could have been. I don't know. Didn't we report that story 20 years ago, now that I think about it?
Stink bug eggs.
I gotta review my archives more often.
We'll review your archives.
All right. Well, that was B.B. King. I did have that was a background tune. Play for the background music.
Good stuff.
God bless him. He said, I listened to a part of an interview on the ride, and I have a portable radio. It's not attached to the truck. And you're lucky it's not too bouncy, you can get a station in. And they had an interview with him, and he said he was trying to mimic a steel guitar with his technique. So he liked the sound of a steel guitar.
Cool.
There you have it.
Blues boy.
Yep.
Rest in peace, blues boy.
Oh, man, what a heck of a career there, man. You know,
oh, yeah.
He didn't get cheated. On a poor sharecropper's boy in old Mississippi.
Negro.
Headlining everywhere in the fucking world, man. God bless him. Made it from the bottom to the top. Everybody can say that.
He's no chicken shit Brown, but he's all right.
I kind of started out up here, and I ended up down here. It wasn't so good. You kind of want to end up above where you started. It was a nice privileged childhood, though. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It sucks growing up with, you know, your family's pretty well off, you know. Well, not rich, but, you know, fucking attorney and shit. I'll never make as much as an attorney makes. Jesus Christ, man. Give me a break.
You sleep better.
That's true. And I think I'm not sure. I've either just outlived my dad or am about to outlive my dad. So, knock wood. But, yeah, so he dropped dead.
I got 3 years of my father.
Already?
Yeah.
Congrats,
he
man.
He checked out at 52.
Well, my dad. I think my dad might have been 52 on it as well. I think it was. Cause I think it was 84. No, he was no. He was 54. So some. Okay. I don't know. I either passed him or I'm about to pass. Take that, old man. Happy Father's Day, fucker. Now, you know what? I don't blame my parents for goddamn shit, man. The only one I have to blame is my own fucking stupid self.
Yeah, in case.
You know? Am I going to blame the man? The man. No, you know whose fault it is? Right here, baby. I fucked up my life, and I'm damn proud of it.
There you go.
I didn't have any help from anybody. Well, yeah, dude.
White man, hold you down.
Yeah, with the two-handed dollar monkey holding me down. Sure. All right, Decker's Dance?
Yes. Decker's Dance.
That's a must. Oh, I'm in a shitty mood. All right. Oh, this is a goodie, man. Who does this one? Madman Jones, baby. You ready for Madman Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Madman Jones. Come on. Kidding me?
Gotta be good.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality? Hey everybody, come go with me tonight. I got a place on the corner. It's really alright. It's my hi-fi apartment. My hi-fi apartment. I'm telling everybody, things really groove up there.
Upstairs.
Hey, you can bring your whiskey, and you can bring your gin. If you come there once, you'll be back again. My hi-fi apartment. My hi-fi apartment. Ooh, I'm telling everybody things really groove up there. Hey, I got a hi-fi system and a TV too. It shows life-size pictures in a colored hue. The place is air-conditioned, and that ain't all. I got a robot that answers my beck and call. It's my hi-fi apartment. My hi-fi apartment. Telling everybody things are really groove up there. Electronic oven to cook my food so I can eat what I want to when I'm in the mood. Whenever I want to go somewhere, I press a little button and zoom, I'm there. It's my hi-fi apartment. My hi-fi apartment. I'm telling everybody things really groove up there.
The madman. You know, it's funny though. That was Boo Boo. That was a Boo Boo.
By the way, it ended.
Well, no, because it was for Decker's Dance, right? And I was like, man, I dig this tune, but it's not really a dance, you know, like the Froog or the Monkey or the mashed potato, right? But then I thought I was off the hook because they were saying, let's dance, let's dance. They aren't saying that. They're saying upstairs, upstairs. I didn't realize that until I just listened to it now. I'm like, oh, I'm not saying let's dance.
Just change the name of the segment then.
It's Decker's Upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs, upstairs.
Upstairs right. With Decker. That's what it's called.
Join
for
us next week for more upstairs fun. Anyways, it was good rock, man. I was in a fucking funky sax mood last night, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a trend on this program tonight. I usually have
it's
mix it up
do.
A little bit.
Easy to do. Great instrument, sax.
Yeah. Oh, man. Especially in the rock and roll, you know.
Richie Cunningham used to play saxophone with his rock band Happy Days.
The only thing that would have helped that band was be blowing up Potsy.
Smoking some Potsy would have probably helped them.
Yeah, smoke a little Potsy beforehand might help too. Doodly doodly. Yep, Opie Cunningham, my boy. Bald as a billiard now.
I dig sax.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know that I'm a registered sax offender.
I used that 789 joke on a couple people that Carl told, you know.
What's that, Carl's joke?
Yeah. Seven was registered six.
You're still doing Carl's jokes now?
Hell yeah, man. I steal somebody's jokes. Steve Allen's long dead. Letterman's going off the air. Go with Carl.
That's right.
We got the polka coming up. We're going to save time for that, but we have a mystery caller who we may have to blow up immediately because it's an unseen number. But welcome to Possum Hour. What do you have there, sir?
Yeah.
Bimmy needs to pee. Trot, 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 he goes to the bathroom. Shh, shh, he pees in the toilet. Bimmy flushes the toilet. Bimmy needs to poop. Trot, 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 goes to the bathroom. Oh, he can't make a poop.
More fiber.
And Daddy cheer. Jimmy, you can do it. Ta-da! Jimmy poops.
Hi, Poop. Bye-bye.
Those are bananas for breakfast. Hey, there you go. Whoever the hell that was. I got nothing on that. Okay. Shoot.
The toilet guy made me administrator on his page. I don't want it. I don't know what to.
You
want to
wash your hands with the toilet guy page? Is what you're saying?
I'm like punch his fucking pilot. How did I get stuck with that?
Well, you know. How this shit works.
And Homer vanished. The pony.
Homer,
you know what?
He might have been guest BR549 there, 6483, and just
gave
a little toilet for old time's sake. Old time's sake toilet. All right. Oh boy. I got nothing, man.
They probably shut down his account. What happened? What's your real name?
He shut it down.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, before this, yeah. The Pony Mafia's after his ass or something. He got in bed with his magic ponies, I think.
Uh-oh.
He's on the lamp.
He got in too deep is what happened.
Well,
that's a deep.
Yeah.
We gotta ask Daddy G what's going on. He's a brony.
That's right, he is a brony.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick commercial and then we'll do the what do you got, Malty? I was gonna go to the commercial.
He hooked up with the wrong people. He got the jabronies.
Indeed he did, the jabroni.
And now he's no longer of this world.
Nah. He's wearing cement overshoes. I don't know. Alright, commercial time. This is the worst. I hate this.
Even though I've been using catheters for 15 years, I gotta tell you,
Grenache
Medical has made it a whole lot easier.
Grenache
handles everything for me. They took care of all my Medicare, insurance, paperwork, and billing. And my catheters were completely paid for, not a dime out of my pocket. The new catheters that were suggested were really and truly right for me and made my life a lot easier than it was before.
Call Grenache Medical for free samples of innovative catheters. Like the men's catheter that lubricates itself right in the package. And for convenient out-of-home use, there's the discreet men's pocket catheter.
You know, I've never had a company that worked this hard for me.
Get free samples of these innovative catheters for men. Call Grenache Medical today.
My life, you know, shitty enough without having to think about the possibility of having to use catheters. And they never go, oh, it's painless. It hurts less.
Yeah,
this hurts less than the other ones.
I'm gonna hire me a sexy nurse to do it.
I had a sexy nurse take it out of me.
I never had one, man. Thanks, Shemp. I've never had to have one of them things up my Yahoo.
When I was hit by a car, I had it.
Oh, sweet sassy.
Early in the morning,
Malachi,
I called this nurse and I said, I want this out of me. Because this doctor's not in. Get him on the blower. Tell him this is coming out.
Oh.
She came in and pulled it out.
Go a little slower there, baby.
Did you see if she pulled out with her big toe?
Oh, yeah, for Gumby, it'd be the big toe. All right. That was gross, man. I hate those things. Now they have a cowboy. He comes on there and goes, you know, I've been using catheters since I was breaking ponies down there on the old ranch there, and I tell you what, boy, that gives you...
I was driving cattle on the plane.
What the hell did you do, dude?
I've been cowboying now for 30 years. What the fuck is cowboying? I've been cowboying.
Well, he's been in for 40.
He says, I've been using a catheter...
It ain't medical. I just dig it, baby. Woo! You know.
I've been using a catheter since... I was changing that horseshoe and he kicked me. Ain't never been the same.
Well, that was the thing. They said Michael Jackson was hooked on catheterizing himself at night. So I guess so.
Google sounding. Google sounding.
Sounding?
O-U-N-D-I-N-G.
Oh, is that some kind of sexual thing with the catheter? No.
Yeah, kind of. See, that shit makes, just thinking about it makes my teeth hurt.
I know, come on, Jay. That would hurt so bad.
It would go all the way up to my skull and into my teeth.
No.
I'm in the field position right now.
All right. We got a palate cleanser.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
For a broken hearted, no silent prayer for the faith departed. I'm gonna beat up the bass in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice. I shout it out loud. It's my life, and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just want to live while I'm alive. Underground, but Tommy and Gina who never back down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. Your luck ain't even luck, you'll have to make your own break. It's my life, and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just want to live while I'm alive. It's my I don't wanna live enough.
Who's
show.
Who's the Messiah now? Did I tell you that was going to be the pull? That was going to be the showstopper?
You delivered, sir. You delivered.
Okay. You have 30 seconds. Go. Caller, go.
There's nothing that crazy about me. I'm just taking a whiz. Mind your own biz. Why is everybody always staring at me?
Must be toilet guy again.
It's Allie 16604.
No can do. I'm taking the pee. Sitting on the loo, having a good long wee.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
I'm not making brown. I'm making iced tea.
Just lemonade.
Down the pee.
I'm sitting down.
All right.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Great guy.
I wonder what he's drinking on the commode.
He's got to call it Derek's K Show.
Shoot.
They love him over there.
Hey, thanks for coming, gang. You know, I was kind of a butthead tonight. But, yeah, you'll have that.
Butthead.
This is the real me. Caustic, pessimistic, life sucks. Not that happy-go-lucky, confident, you know, optimistic guy. That's a phony guy. This is the real me. Hate life. Fuck my
real
life.
Real accord.
Natty! No, I'm not serious. I'm only serious. No, I'm kidding not. But it was a good show, and I'm really happy everybody came. And I hope you did enjoy the show. It was a lot of good. I don't know, man. That was like the saxophone, Ode to Saxophone show. Nothing wrong. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. The show needs sax.
Yeah. You are all now registered sax offenders for listening to this program. There you go. Maddie's.
Water.
Water
we
again.
We should get Lee Murphy on the show.
Yeah.
See Harry?
He's dead, though. He's dead. Hey, we got a beam out. We got like 30 seconds left.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Really great crowd and all. I've seen how that was. Yeah. Beat my ass out of here.
Three, two, one. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get off.
That's it.
Wait, I'm going to type it in there. Good night, everybody. Everybody. Good deal. So that's another show under the old.
Oh, Bob Saget!
No, not the Bob Saget, but under the old belt there, I was going to say.
In the can, as they say.
In the can. In the can. I missed Reverend Wendy tonight, man.
Yeah.
That was a disappointment.
Yeah.
But
She said she believed she'd be here. I guess
she wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I know.
Sure.
You and I were dreaming, you know, had sweet dreams that night. You said, Wendy's going to be here.
So
today.
Especially when she says that the probing is always fun. You gotta save that bite. You gotta isolate that bite.
Then what was it?
When
probing
GT
is always
said
fun.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. Oh geez. Well, she says stuff like that though. You know, you just go, hey man, give boo goo, my bo bo bo. What are you gonna do? I don't know. Malty?
What'd I do?
How come you're not in weekend jail?
And your fucking business. Shut your mouth.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to make this.
I'll file that under NMFB.
Hey, need to know. I don't know, man. It's going to happen again, trust me, soon.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's because you're targeted, man. You know?
Tomorrow I got to get up at 7 a.m. and I ain't going to get home till like 3. Back in my box.
Yikes.
So like 3. It's gonna be, there's a double douching tomorrow. Good grief. I'm going to be so tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I gotta attend some real life tomorrow early myself. I got anything left? I gotta pick something weird, man. What do I got to play out with? No.
Shame you didn't get any beep you had out with.
I know, I should have. But man, I got home, I was like frazzled, McDazzled, man. Oh no. I know. All right, we gotta have Tommy hit it. I found what we're gonna play out to though.
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful, and it's, you know, it's beautiful, but like, because it's three dudes listening to it, it's in no way gay. Well, maybe just a little bit.
It
be the judge.
It makes it not gay if you cry at the end.
Indeed, you got that. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, dudes. Professor R.J. Gumby, Man Among Men.
Fun time. Fun
time. Water. They still jerking you around on your heenie, or?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. We're not driving, though, right?
Nah, I'm not driving till October. That's it. My feet are swollen. Medicine that swells up your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, you like an old lady.
Yep. Try pampering.
Get some supple.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah,
the constricting socks.
Yeah. Like,
I know. Dude, hey, getting old sucks fucking.
Well, I'm looking through my Dr. Leonard catalog now.
Oh, yeah, they got some nice ones.
Give me a face massager, too.
Speaking of face massagers, thank you, sir, for showing up. Always a pleasure, always an honor to have you amongst us. That's only half hyperbole, you know?
It's a half hyperbole and half bullshit.
Yeah. Half and half. The Hanting. No offense. Good. And lovely Reverend Wendy, we miss you wherever you are. And thanks to all the little possums who've scurried home. Their loved ones.
Yes. Good job,
Doctor. Care for you. Say goodnight, everybody. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
wonder why I'm always lonesome, and what the trouble can be.
Well, maybe I can help you out.
I'm always all alone. A sweetie on my own would make me happy. Gee, I'd like to smile too, as can be. I'm like a raindrop in a cloud. I feel so all alone when I'm out in the crowd. Believe me, I'm a lonesome little raindrop. Splash, looking for a place to fall. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat, pitter-pat. The clouds are dark, but that don't matter. Cause into something on it, I'll go pitter-patter, patter. Girlies all so fair, they all give me the air. I keep on falling, falling, but can't land anywhere. Anybody want a raindrop?
Wow. That was a beauty. Thank you, Tiny. God bless Tiny Tim.
Touch of the Tim.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!